This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Good afternoon. Thanks for being here as we cover a lot of different things around the Umpqua Valley. Last Thursday, the Community Cancer Center with a special event noting their 45th anniversary and their executive director in studio today, Tammy Turner. Thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
So, 45 years. Now, I know you have, well, how many years have you been there?
25.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, this year is my 26th anniversary in July.
When you started there, I imagine your role was quite a bit different, right?
It was. I started out as a radiation therapist, so I was the one that actually delivered the treatments to our patients.
And how did your career kind of progress forward into management and now ultimately a CEO for a long time?
Yes, I was put in different managerial roles. The first one was the lead tech of the radiation therapist, and then I went to chief tech, and then I was in charge of all the nursing and therapists in different roles, and then Mel Cheney kind of groomed me for the position, and I was interviewed by the board, and they granted me the position in 2014.
So 11 years as CEO. Mm-hmm. Now the facility, some people still want to say that newer building, but that newer building is like how old?
13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So talk for people that maybe haven't lived in the area as long, they may not know kind of the background. What led to the Community Cancer Center even being a thing?
Well, back in it actually started in 1975, where there were businessmen and women in our community that saw a need. And so they discussed this over a four-year period, trying to determine how they would do this. And they involved all the hospitals in our community, including Mercy, Douglas Community Health, and wanted to ensure, and the VA actually as well, and they wanted to be sure that our patients are cared for here in Roseburg, because they were having to go to Eugene for treatments prior to that. So in 1979 it was incorporated, and a couple months later we did a fundraiser and raised $1.5 million to create the Umpqua facility over the cancer center facility over on Umpqua Street.
And $1.5 million in 1979, 1980 dollars,
correct,
is very significant. Makes it even more significant. How many square feet did that original building have?
It was around 10,000.
And how many square feet do you have now?
44.
Yeah, big.
1,000.
Big difference.
Yes.
So as it evolved at the beginning, of course, even the technology, the machines, I mean, could you do everything then that you can do now?
Oh, no. In the beginning, everything was done manually, and including strings around people, around waist, and calculating, and hand calculations. And the fields were a lot larger back in 1980 when we first treated.
Now, when you say fields,
the treatment fields that we were treating, the location that we're treating, wherever their cancer is. So those fields were quite a bit larger than what we currently do. Now we can do a treatment field within 5 millimeters of the tumor. And
wow.
Before it was kept a couple centimeters. So very, very focused treatments now.
And for having a facility like this, in a, a community the size of Roseburg, or even the general footprint of being the size that it is, it's pretty unusual.
It is very unusual. We are a freestanding organization, so we're not affiliated with a hospital, and we're a 501c3. And there are not very many of us out there. Most of the cancer centers are involved with a hospital or they're owned by a physician group. So we're pretty unique here in Roseburg.
What was it about wanting to have it here when you are along a freeway as opposed to being, out in northeast Oregon somewhere where you have even farther to go? What was it about the idea of being able to do a lot of things here versus having to go north?
Well, having cancer in general, it's tough on patients, and it's tough to travel. And And doing the treatment here locally is just an amazing resource that we've had since it was built. And patients, it was a needed thing. And driving 60 miles north to get your treatments is very taxing.
And you think about, okay, you drive hour and 20 minutes north, you've got to be ahead of schedule. Mm-hmm. So, and then you're there for however long your treatment takes. You're probably not driving yourself home.
Correct.
So that involves one more person, which that isn't always an availability situation or based on your relationship status or whatever. So what you would do, like, there's not a typical, I know that much about medical, a typical treatment, but if somebody comes in now, what's kind of an average time that they would be in there for a treatment?
For an actual treatment, it'd be no longer than 15 minutes. And sometimes a lot faster than that.
And is it a situation where they would be able to drive themselves home, or does it vary?
Oh, yes. Patients come in, they don't, most of the time, they don't get any side effects from treatments. And for radiation, it's what we call a cumulative. So the more treatments that you get, the more side effects that you get. So they get more fatigued. They don't get side effects to where they can't drive or go to their next appointment. Some people don't have any side effects, so.
But being able to do that where you could literally do it on your lunch hour?
Yes.
Wow. That's how revolutionary, but also making the finances work for all this. The times I've been over there several years ago, there was some new machine that was in, and I don't remember what the price tag was, but I think it had seven digits.
Yes, $2 million. So treatment machines are not cheap. So, and a replacement treatment machine be between $3 to $4 million probably. And the lifespan of a treatment machine is between 10 and 15 years.
So is that because the machine just only works that long, or is it because the technology's changed?
Technology is kind of twofold. Technology does change, and also the treatment machine, it wears out.
So it's kind of like a $2.3 million computer.
Yes. Yes.
So just like people have at home and the computer seems fine and it has to be replaced, when that comes to your door, though, you've got to do a lot of work ahead of time to be ready to pay for it.
Yes, definitely. We have to do fundraising, and every dollar that we raise, we put in investments accounts that is for future capital expenses like this. So in the next 5 years, we're going to have to purchase another linear accelerator, which is the treatment machine that we use to treat patients.
And obviously you can take a pretty good shot at knowing, but you don't totally know till you get there what it's really going to cost based on changes between now and then.
That is correct. And inevitably, it's going to be more expensive than what we paid last time. So unfortunately, medical equipment, anything with medical, it's very expensive. And everything that we use is all computerized. Before, we use a CT scan to do the treatment planning, and that's sent to our treatment machine, and the computers control the treatment of the delivery as well.
Well, and just like a lot of other things in whatever sphere of life or sector of an organization people are involved in, I mean, you back up, there was a time probably, you would go to a medical office for something, and they would take care of it. But then the records, somebody had to get in a car and drive them to the next place. I mean, people weren't all synced in together in terms of all the different people that are involved with a patient being able to access information and all that. Really big changes.
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, we kind of rely on our computers. We can't operate our machine without it. So it does kind of take over our lives, doesn't it?
Wow, a lot going on. We're going to talk more in a moment about the Community Cancer Center. Executive Director Tammy Turner in the interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, and David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio at 4 o'clock. Tammy Turner here, Executive Director of the Community Cancer Center. They just celebrated their 45th anniversary last week. I'm curious about, you've talked about the folks that worked to originally get this going. Who are some of those people?
Yes, the original board members were, I had written them down for you guys, Roy Campbell, J.A. Colburn, Wayne Crouch, Jim Darnell, Don Cole, Louise Evans, Dave Jackson, Dave Geddes, Bud Johnson, Louise McKellick, Howard Peterson, Ab Rice, Roy Skoglund, Susan Fleury, Alan Ford, Tom Lindblom, John Todd, Bill Vian, Dolores Simper, John Loosley, Milt Herbert, Phil Nusswanger, Doug Lefevre, Harold Glover, Judy Church, and Herb Topman.
Wow.
A lot of people.
And depending on your age range, you just heard some names, and I actually heard a few that I had some connection to when I was a little kid, when I lived here the first time, and people that my parents knew back in the day. But some of those names I probably haven't heard in 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are big movers and shakers back then. And John Loosley was the one that actually signed our incorporation papers. And his son is actually on our board now, Steve. And Alan Ford was on our board up until 2 years ago, so he resigned then. And Susan Fleury was on our board up until she passed away last year.
Wow. You know, when you built this facility 13 years ago that you're in now, I remember that there was some discussion about the design. It was not your typical-looking medical place necessarily. Talk about that.
Yeah, we wanted to have a very nice environment for our patients, more natural environment. So there's lots of windows, water features around the building. We don't have the typical sterile environment that you typically get in a hospital. Lots of plants. Just want to be inviting because cancer is a scary thing.
I know, but there's one of those places, I think maybe post-treatment, well, actually maybe during the treatment, you're looking at like a waterfall outside.
There is a nice water feature out in the back, and it's called the Healing Gardens. And we actually recognize Fort Family Foundation. There's a memorial back there for that, them due to their donations that they've given over the several years.
So how many total staff do you have right now?
I have 25.
And how many physicians?
There's two physicians and one nurse practitioner.
So for people that are not particularly medically knowledgeable, like me, about a lot of things medicine, when you talk about the services you're providing, kind of explain the variety of what you're doing.
So the Cancer Center's name, we just treat radiation. So that's the only type of treatments that we do at our facility. And our doctors are radiation oncologists. So if you're diagnosed with cancer, you would either get an appointment with them or you get an appointment with our medical oncologist, who are located in the third floor of the facility. And they are totally independent organization as well.
Wow. Now, let's see here. Things that people should know about the Community Cancer Center that they probably don't.
We have a lot of community outreach programs. One is a smoking cessation program. Tobacco use is a very common theme in our area, and it does cause a lot of issues, health issues, not only lung cancer, but also heart disease. And so we have that free for our community, and there is support groups for that as well. And we have cancer support groups in general for all cancer types.
Wow. You know, I'm just kind of leafing through this booklet that I think you produced for the event last week, right?
Correct.
And some pictures here, not only of the technology changing and all of that, again, some familiar names from decades past here in the Umpqua Valley. And even a bunch of black and white pictures.
Yeah, yes.
Apparently we didn't have color back then.
Nope, that was back in 1980, that picture you're currently looking at. And dosimetry is what the treatment planning process. So the dosimetrist is manually entering the data into the computer. Now everything is electronically inputted into the computer and is done. We even use AI.
Wow. So. Now, you mentioned being a nonprofit organization. I imagine not all cancer facilities necessarily are.
No, there are for-profit entities. and we're not unique as a nonprofit, but there are for-profit entities as well.
Now, what about looking ahead to the future? What ideas do you have?
So we are going to need to replace our LINAC, that linear accelerator, that we, the treatment machine that we treat patients with, in the next 5 years, and most likely more closer to three. And so that technology will, we still have a really awesome machine, and it's the machine that everybody's currently still buying, and but it's 10 years old, and we have to anticipate that in the next 3 to 5 years. And upgrades in our computers, that's always an ongoing thing.
Wow. What is it like there? Now, you've got other things going on. Maybe you should talk about that, because you've got other organizations kind of wedged in the building, too.
We do. We have ancillary services. So Douglas County Cancer Services is located on the second floor, and they provide free services for cancer patients. We also have Douglas Public Health Network. They're on the second floor as well, and Mercy Lab. And our community outreach person is on the second floor. And then on the third floor is medical oncology.
So you've got people there that if they're seeing you, it's quite possible that they'd be needing to see at some point at least one of these other groups anyway.
Correct. Douglas County Cancer Services provides wigs, hats, prosthesis, financial assistance for cancer patients that are in treatment.
Now, being there for a long time, any idea in the last 25 years how many patients you've had?
Oh, I think I put a summary in the, it was a lot. Just in the past decade, I think I indicated that. Let me see if I can find it while you're looking.
You know, it's amazing because you think about how many people come through and the fact that, I think is it one out of three, one out of four? People are impacted by cancer in the course of their life at some point. So, I mean, the numbers obviously really add up there.
Yeah, I believe it was 18,000 patients in the last decade.
Wow. And obviously, I mean, you've got HIPAA and all that, but there are folks that you see there that you may know or be familiar with in the community. But there's a lot of people you don't know, but then you may see them elsewhere years later. What's it like to, you know, at least see on your level people that have gone through a real tough time and then see them, you know, a decade later doing great?
I think it's amazing. And my mom is one of those people. She was treated in 2014. She's still cancer-free. So we have our blessings with that. And it's amazing seeing patients out in the community and still surviving their cancer. And it's very heartwarming to be able to know that we help with that.
Now, I know you've got a very large board of directors. Why is that?
Well, that was how it was incorporated, to have up to 30 board members. We have an executive committee that actually meets once a month, and that's 9 of the 30 members. So it's important to get different aspects of individuals in our community.
And I know you really are pulling from a lot of people with a lot of different knowledge bases and backgrounds. Correct. And business and other things.
Correct. Different businesses, some have hospital or some experience with radiation oncology departments as well. So it's nice to have those resources.
Now, getting new folks to come as staff, is that hard sometimes?
Oh, yeah. I think it's just like everyone else. Staffing is always, we have very low turnover, but we have very specific positions that require a lot of training. And typically there are no radiation therapist or dosimetrist or radiation oncologist in Roseburg. So we do have to advertise outside of Roseburg in order to get those. But we have cross-trained people. So if you're a radiation tech, or if you're an x-ray tech, there's a cross-training program for radiation therapy. So there are some opportunities that we can hire within.
Do you sometimes have to essentially play cheerleader for the benefits of living here to people that might be a little skeptical?
Yes, definitely. You certainly have to find the right person, because you have to highlight, you know, the beautiful hiking areas and the outdoors and hunting and all that. And you have to find somebody that likes that kind of thing, because it's hard to find somebody that actually loves the area.
All right, 45 years of the Community Cancer Center. Tammy Turner, Executive Director, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me.
1258 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.